I think we've got Joe Garcia with us now, CEO of Catholic Charities. Well, just a couple of minutes I wanted to spend with Joe and talk about the advantage of the merging of Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties under Catholic Charities. Joe, hey, Joe, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
As far as I know, I'm okay. I know you're super busy with this new entity here. Honestly, this is a no-brainer for me, though. You get Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties all under one umbrella. This is a good deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. From whatever perspective you want to look at, if it's from the business model perspective or the service deliverable, there's a win-win on both sides.
Yeah. So now your job as the CEO is trying to, I mean, you don't want to duplicate physical entities and services. So are you going to be looking at, okay, we don't need that anymore, but we're just going to move that over? It's kind of a shuffling around.
Well, you know, as far as everything goes from the service models, the what would be Cristo Rey Community Center and St. Vincent Catholic Charities, I mean, they complement each other. So it's not a duplication of services. The areas that we're going to be able to combine would be what, you know, from the business world, the back office stuff. So the human resources, development, finance. You know, and that's an economies of scale. I mean, that just helps out. We're literally 5 miles apart. So to be able to combine the back office functions as well as, you know, maintain the service model, and actually a big thing, a big value add to this merger is that we're going to be able to expand some services. And, you know, I've spoken in the past about this collaboration with the University of Michigan Dental School. But in addition to that, you know, the Cristo Rey site on High Street has a medical practice now, 10 rooms. We're looking to be able to add 6 more medical exam rooms over on the Willow Street campus. So the merger also allows for an increase in the services already made available today.
Come on. Already we're seeing the advantages of this. How come this didn't happen before? This seems like it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you know what? Not the first time I heard that. You know, I guess just grateful that it's happening now. How's that?
There you go. All right. And with you only being just miles apart, here's an idea. I'm a brainstorm guy, Joe. Communications. All you need is, like, you know how battleships in the middle of the ocean, you know, they would flash the lights and do Morse code across to each other? Why don't you do that? Then you can eliminate the phone systems and everything.
There you go.
Huh? Let's have
a
meeting.
There's an idea.
Cristo Rey is St. Vincent's. The good work. What's the public going to see in this merger? Are they going to see any difference in services or anything they've experienced?
Well, like I said, I think that what they're going to be able to see is commitment to providing support for, you know, folks that are experience tough times in a more organized way. You know, the philanthropy community, for instance, certainly wants to see that the nonprofits that they're putting their efforts to support, you know, are doing what they can to be as productive as possible. I think this is a great example to show, you know, the giving community and the community at large, who really does care greatly, that, hey, we're putting our heads together here to be as efficient as possible to undercommit and overdeliver.
I love it. Undercommit, overdeliver is a good mantra to have. Joe, we're up on time. Joe Garcia, CEO of the newly merged Catholic Charities. You got Ingham, Eaton, Clinton counties. All doing good stuff. Have a marvelous day. You get good weather just to do stuff outside. Go have lunch out at a picnic table or something.
There you go. Well, back at you. Thanks for the opportunity to chat with you.
Hey, Joe, you're welcome anytime. Give us a call anytime.
Wonderful. All Thank you.
See you, buddy. Yep.
Bye-bye.
1320 WILS on your morning wake up. Mike Austin here on this end of things. He's a happy little guy. He's a happy little guy, that Joe. Happy little tune right here. 1320 WILS, your morning wake up. Mike Austin here, back in just a minute.